If you don't know, Mare Island is in the Torres Strait. It's tiny. And I only know about Mare Island because of Eddie Mabo. He comes from Mare Island, and it's Eddie Mabo's land claim, of course, that ends up in the High Court and then overturns two centuries of law. Norni Barrow is from Mare Island as well. She's opening up a stall at the South Melbourne Market this Friday. How are you going, Norni?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Tell me when and why you first came to Melbourne. How old were you?
I was 17 when I travelled down here because I wanted to come and, you know, have a career in cooking, and there's not a lot of opportunities for for jobs where I was, and I wanted to venture out, I think, and see a bit more of Australia and of the world, I reckon.
So you knew 17's reasonably young to know that you what you want to do for work. Like, you knew it was food even then?
Yeah. Well, see, my dad was a bit of a cook in the kitchen.
Right.
And I learnt a lot of him because we had nothing, you know, and he would create things out of nothing. And he turned our house, and we were living on Moa Island at that time, which is like the third biggest island up there, and it's beautiful. And he turned our house into like a tuck shop.
Right.
And we'd just catch fish out of the ocean and make burgers, because he used to then make the buns, and we as kids used to go out and deliver the buns in the morning to the locals that he'd make in the morning, and I would be standing there watching him do all this and taking it out. So he said to me, oh, look, one day you're going to be a cook. And I was
So he almost ordained your future.
Yeah, but then I was like, no, that's not what I'm going to do, because every child goes against whatever their parents think they're going to do. And then when I got older, I was like, I was already on my own, because when you move down to, I moved down to Townsville to go to high school for a better education. And that's what island kids did back in those days. And so I got to experience what it was to like have different food.
Oh, right.
Because when you're in the Straits, you have a certain amount of food that you eat all the time.
And it's good food.
And it's great food. Like, I appreciate it even more now. I'm still a lover of everything seafood, because that's just the best food, I think, in the world.
Can I ask you to do all of us a favour? Norni Barrow is who you're listening to, by the way. She's going to be opening up a stall in at the South Melbourne Market this Friday. It's called Mabu Mabu, which is a saying from the Torres Strait that I will get onto. But I'm going to ask you to do something that I can't do, Norni, because I've only looked at the pictures. Every time I Google the Torres Strait, it just looks spectacular. It looks beautiful. What was it? I mean, what were you looking out on? Give me the idyllic, picturesque view of your childhood. And I don't know, was it beautiful?
It was very beautiful, actually. I got to wake up in the morning before school, go out onto the reef with my spear, and if you didn't have one, because I broke it, like, as normal, and Dad wouldn't fix it, you'd have to go out with, like, a knife just to catch a fresh octopus. And it's just lagoons of fish, and whatever gets stuck on the reef is what you get to keep and eat and grab onto and bring home for breakfast. And, yeah, you get to swim in a beautiful, clear ocean every day, you know, and have tropical fruit. And the funny thing is that we're a poor country, but we're also so rich in some ways that children like ourselves never go hungry, because we learn to fish and catch whatever we want, and we cook it there and then. And that's just life. You know, you want a piece of fruit, you grab it off a tree and you eat it, and you spend all your time outdoors looking out onto the ocean. So I think it is a really great place to grow up in, and you appreciate life more when you move to the city about growing up in that kind of culture.
She has moved to town. That's good for all of us, because she's opening a stall at South Melbourne Market. I'll get on to her recipe, which is, unsurprisingly, got fish in it. What's Mabu Mabu Moon? That's the name of your business. What's that mean?
It means help yourself. So it comes from when you sit when you go to a family function and everybody is around, you have all the family together. There's one big giant group table with all the food that goes onto it. And whoever maybe be the host would say at the end, Mabu Mabu.
Right.
And then everybody would just bring a plate and help themselves.
Tuck in.
Yeah. It's just all about sharing food together and sitting and having one big table of food and just helping yourself.
So is Mabu Mabu the thing? I'm trying to find an equivalent, but Bon Appetit, or you know that's
yeah.
sort of, right. We're about to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on,
definitely.
Go for it, enjoy.
Yes, exactly.
Right. I like it. Just on what you're cooking tonight, you can text or call 1300 222 774. Steph saying, Raf, going on holidays tomorrow. Lucky Steph. So it is leftover stir-fried veg and chicken, then a completely empty fridge. Nothing wrong with leftover stir-fry. I had leftover stir-fry last night. Complimented the other dish very well. Someone else is roasting organic belly pork with ginger, garlic, chili and capmanis, rice and Asian greens. Somebody is eating well. Oh, you're all eating so well. Today I fried onions, diced capsicum, steamed broccoli, oven-roasted sweet potato, added that all together in a pot with pureed beetroot, ginger, turmeric, garlic and chili. I ate it. Felt like a hot beach party in my mouth. It was wild and hot. 1300 222 774. Party in my mouth. 18 minutes to 5. We're talking on Foodie Tuesday with Norni Barrow. Norni, your recipe... Namas.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a similar dish to, I suppose you could say shavish, but it's just made a little bit differently, more island style. And when I say island style, I mean like we're a multicultural place, the Torres Strait, and we're really fortunate to have island dishes that have our language but involve with soya sauce and coconut milk. Coconuts grow local for us, so I grew up with scratching them myself, and actually using the milk from them, so and stuff. But yeah, because we're so multicultural up there, our food is really mixed with Asian style of cooking,
yes,
and really Polynesian style. So we're
corn
all
chips.
Island, yeah, and corn chips, yeah, and stuff that you can make, which is really really cool.
Any recipe with corn chips, I am a fan of. Now, a reminder, the recipes always go up on our recipes webpage. So you go to abc.net.au/recipes. I'll get Norni to take you through what you do. I'll just give you an idea of the contents, or the ingredients, I should say. So any snapper or whitefish of your choice, some coconut cream, some mushroom soy sauce, lime, chili, coriander, corn chips. Or you don't have to have corn chips, but I'll let Norni explain what are the alternatives. What do I do?
This is actually a really simple way of cooking. I'm island folk from the Torres Strait. We love simple flavors because simple flavors are always delicious.
Yeah.
And you just get a fillet of fish. It's probably the only time we eat a fillet of fish,
right,
to be honest, because we like eating all of the fish on the bone. You just slice your fillet up, so you want to dice it, so it's nice and fine, not too chunky.
So it needs to be quite a firm, because I think your recipe says half centimetre cubes or something, so that needs to be a pretty firm white
fish.
Yeah, no?
you want it to be a firm white fish, because you don't want it to fall apart, and majority of white fish anyway won't fall apart on you, because you know you are curing it with the coconut milk, and I've put down there that you use some mushroom soya sauce with it, because that will give you a smoky flavor.
Yeah, right.
That you like people are not aware of, because like soy is nice, but it's just soy sauce. You know everybody knows what that tastes like, and it doesn't add a little kind of smokiness that you'd want from it as
yes.
well, because whitefish really does take all the flavors. And then obviously you have your citrus, and you use the citrus of your liking
marinate. I never quite know. So this is like ceviche, as you say.
Yes.
So you dice the chilies and the coriander, and then you dice the fish, and then I guess you throw it all together. A few things I wanted to ask you, because I've made ceviche, and I read in your recipe a non-reactive bowl. What's non-reactive mean in this context? Is metal bowls don't go well with the lemon and the fish, or the lime and the fish? Is that right?
No, yeah.
What's a non-reactive bowl?
You can't.
Because you get a flavour off some of the metal with
you do.
The fish and lime, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you do. You do get a flavour off it. But for us, we're, like, you know, we grow up using plastic bowls.
Okay, and so plastic glass.
Yeah,
okay,
and wooden easy. And coconut sort of bowls and stuff like
is
that.
Is it the – what What cures the fish? I know that the lime does, but does the coconut cure it as well?
Yeah, the coconut will give you a cured flavor to it as well.
Right.
That's why you put a little bit more of that than you do the lemon.
Yeah.
The lemon is just there to cure it as well, but coconut milk itself is quite strong, and we always use a coconut milk that is a lot thicker.
Oh, so you use the creamy
one. Yeah, use the creamy one. Don't sell yourself short, you know.
If you're going to go coconut, go cream, not milk. Okay, yeah. I like that. And you top it with some coriander leaves. Do you want to know what you're eating tonight? 1300-222-774 is the phone number. This text says, I am making homemade chicken parmigiana with fennel, apple, roasted hazelnut salad. My daughter is coming for tea, as usual, on a Tuesday. Nice. That's from Linnell in Williamstown. I like this as just as much. Nothing planned as yet. I just like to go home, stare at the fridge and pantry, and make something up. Are you good, by the way, Norni? Can you do the – like if I showed you the very empty pantry at someone's house, are you the sort of person who can make something out of anything?
Oh, yeah. I got that from my dad for sure. Whatever is in there.
So lentils, curry powder, and bread, you could make a meal?
Lentils, curry powder, and bread, did you say?
Yeah.
Lentils?
What else?
Oh, yeah. You could probably do something with that. As long as you had a would you have a mixer?
Yeah, you can have a mixer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you could definitely do something with that.
Don't need any, like, you wouldn't even need something like salt and pepper or some veggies?
I mean, everybody has salt and pepper in their cupboard, don't they?
Salt and pepper. Yeah, no, that's fair.
But I'm
that's
sure fair. You would be able to, for sure. Okay. You can definitely make something out of that.
Norni Barrow is my guest. She's originally from Mare Island in the Torres Strait. She's got Mabu Mabu opening at the South Melbourne Market this Friday. Have you run a place before? Your own place?
No, this is my first first business.
Nervous?
Yes. Right. Yes, yeah, yes. And no, because I've been in the industry a long time, but you know, you never know where these things are going to go. And we're just excited that we can be a part of it. And the South Melbourne Market guys were really awesome to us to let us have a spot there. And we're excited to be a part of their family. And, you know, just showcase some of the stuff that we can do with our native products and, you know, and just bring some old stuff back.
What do you mean by old stuff?
Just some stuff that hasn't been used for like a while. You know, the old Warragul greens, like real Australian spinach.
Sorry, what are Warragul greens?
Well, it's an Australian spinach, actually. Right. And it's a natural one that grows here. But, yeah, basically it's just like, you know, instead of having imported stuff that we brought in and then we grow here, this is stuff that, like, does come out of here. Like, you know, all the bush plums and the bush tomatoes and stuff like that. And using suppliers that, like, you know, are really doing that stuff, you know, which is
really and cool. What I wonder, I guess, because I have from time to time spoken to people selling, you know, there might be an indigenous line of something like herbs or – I'm not sure that even local stuff, you know, indigenous plants, they come and go. They sort of get mentioned. They never seem to be an established part of either restaurants or shopping.
Yeah, because they're specialties. They're specialties. So people just go, oh, look, this is different.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be different. We want you to actually come and have, you know, a pesto made with sea parsley, you know, every day, not just like just one day and showcase it. This is a revolving thing that we want to make sure that people understand that these things grow here.
Are we reaching a tipping point? Are we getting to the point where those things are going to be part of our food conversation?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Confident about that?
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope you're right. What you're eating tonight, veggie chili con carne with corn chips to sell to the kids. That's from – to sell it to the kids, I should say, yeah. Oh, I didn't mention, by the way, the final part of the namas recipe is, of course, all that delightful ceviche goes on corn chips. If you don't have corn chips?
Use damper.
Damper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ceviche and damper.
Yeah. So you just cut it. Make sure you cut the damper nice and thinly. Toast it really nice and thinly.
And are you damper just like – are you a strict flour, water, nothing else?
That's dumbois for us, which is a different dish.
Oh, okay. So what's in your damper?
A damper, you still put, like, you know, your bakings and butter and stuff
and
like
butter
that.
And a bit of milk.
Well, we grew up with tin butter, you know, so we know what butter is and stuff.
Okay.
No cows, but definitely.
No cows,
butter.
But tin butter. And sorry, slice the damper. So how are you cooking the damper? Cooking it in the big ball and then slicing it?
Yeah, just you cook the damper whole, obviously.
Yep.
You know, in your little, whatever you want to do it in different sizes, cook it in the oven. When you take it out, when you slice it before you eat it, just do a nice thin slice. Because then you can toast it really nicely, lather it in whatever you want, and off you go.
Oh, I like the sound of that. I love the sound of that. Ricky's texting, I'm cooking lamb shanks in plum sauce that have been slow cooking all day in my slow cooker. I serve them with couscous and char-grilled eggplant. Just delightful. God, you guys are imaginative. I'm really impressed. And Danny and Geelong have just added the bay leaves, carrots and onions to the pan with a lovely piece of corn silver side for tomorrow night, for tomorrow night's dinner. Tonight I'm having chicken Maryland, hopefully like my mum cooked it, if I've remembered it properly. Oh, stunning. That's from Danny in Geelong. What do you eat at home? Like, what do you, what's your, like, you get, you're going to get home late one night this week, starving, 9 o'clock. What's your go-to whip-up comfort meal?
Fried rice.
Fried rice?
Yes.
And what are your must-have ingredients in fried rice?
Obviously, it's all the spices, everything that is soy that's in my cupboard, probably. Right. And there's always like some herbs or some bok choy or something in there that will end up going in it.
So it's just rice plus whatever's in the fridge.
Yep, pretty much it's a ready, steady cook. You said to me like that it's what is in your fridge.
Yep, yep. Okay, it. Now, I don't cook fried rice enough, not nearly enough. Norni Barrow, you can see her recipe on our webpage. It's abc.net.au/recipes. Oh, wow, someone sent me pictures of broad beans. Oh, yum, the broad bean pasta. Oh, I can't read out the recipe. I'm sorry, I don't have time. You can go and check out Norni at the South Melbourne Market. She and her partners are opening up Mabu Mabu at the South Melbourne Market this Friday. Norni, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.